Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning I'm going to tell you a story about windy sheep. And this happened just last month, but we didn't read about it in the newspaper because Windy doesn't live around here. Windy lives all the way in England. And where Windy lives, there's big cliffs because she lives near the ocean in England. And I'll show you in case you don't know what the cliffs look like. This is what cliffs look like in England. Can you all see that? They're pretty steep. Okay, so here's just some more. Show you some more. This is kind of what they look like. See how they just drop off? I hope you don't have this wrong. And this is very much like they look like where Windy lives. See that? They just drop right off. So Windy's up on the top of the grassy area up there. And she is eating with the other sheep. And you know what? She's not really paying attention. It's June, because it was last month, and the grass is coming up and all the flowers. And she's just eating, and this is really tasty stuff. And it's best, you know, all the flowers are coming out, and she's eating all the wildflowers. And oh, this is so good. And she starts wandering over to the edge of the cliff. And she starts getting really close to the edge of the cliff. How away? She's old enough to know better, but she was so intent on eating that grass, she starts getting close to the edge, and pretty soon she's right at the edge, and she's just eating away. She doesn't even realize where she's at. And all of a sudden, the ground under her hoofs starts to crumble. And it starts crumbling, and she starts scrambling, and she tries to get up, and the more she scrambles, the more it crumbles. And all of a sudden, she falls off the cliff. And it's a 130-foot cliff. What do you think happened to her?
She died.
She didn't die because there was a little shelf on the cliff. And she fell right on that little shelf, just a little tiny ledge, and it had some grass on it, and she fell right on that. Now, is she lucky? Well, you think she's lucky, but now that she's on that shelf, if you look up, there's the cliff up there. You don't want to look down because it's a long ways down. What is she going to do on that ledge? She's going to pray? You know what she started doing? She started eating. That's what she should have done. She should have prayed. She started eating because it was grass there. And it was really good grass because no one had stomped on it. And it was great tasting. And not only that, but there was a little creek in the rock and the water was coming down. So she had water. She had grass. She could stay up there forever, right? She was so happy up there. But you know what? Her owner realized that she was gone. And he called, and he realized that she probably went over the cliff. And there was a Coast Guard that was on the water, and they looked up and they said, "I think there's a sheep on the side of that cliff way up there. And she's not supposed to be there." So they called the rescue, and there was five rescuers. There was one guy was supervising, and two people were just to make sure that all the safety rules were followed, and two people, Alan and Miriam, they actually roped themselves up. It's really scary to go over a cliff like that, especially when it's loose on the edge, and they roped themselves up and they went down and they got to where Windy was. Now, do you think Windy was glad to see him? She wasn't glad to see him. She's like, "No, leave me alone. I had enough trauma today and I'm happy and I just want to eat. And you guys are strangers. I don't know who you are. And just leave me alone." And so she did. She fought them. She was, "Leave me alone." And they said, "We're coming here to rescue you." And they finally, she's a sheep. So they finally got her and they put her harness on. And they raised her up. She was all just so. And they finally. No. She's a sheep. And so they rescued her. And she's there. She's at the top. And do you think she was satisfied? She was. She didn't care. She didn't know how much danger she had been in. And you know what? The Bible talks about a lot of stories where it calls us sheep. And sometimes we act like Windy would act. We do something wrong and we think, "Oh, we're okay. We just made him a little mistake. We're fine." And we don't realize that we just went off the cliff. And there's no way to get out of our situation. And Jesus came down to help us, and he's our only way to get out of this. And we don't really want to have anything to do with him. Sometimes we just say, oh, well, maybe later. Oh, I don't need you, God. Not now. I'm okay. And we don't realize what kind of danger we're in, okay? So let's not be like Wendy. When God comes and he tells us we're in danger and he's willing to help us and comes to save us, let us be willing and let us help him help us to get out of the situation, because he's our only hope. I want to show you a picture of Wendy now. And Alan and Miriam, her rescuers. See, that's her on the ledge. No, it doesn't. It looks like she could just stay up there all day, right? She's safe?
Yep.
That's what she thought. All right. Is there any of you that are visiting from out of town? Never been here before? Any kids that are visiting? No? Okay. Well, I got stickers for everybody for summer. Let's pray before. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for coming down and sacrificing so much so that we could have salvation, and help us to see the danger that we're in, and help us to cooperate with you and give our lives to you each and every day, that we may allow you into our lives to help us. We thank you so much for your love and protection.